I'm at the Open University, and once again I get the pleasure of meeting Professor Kirsty Ball. Greetings.
Hello, Christian. How are you today?
I'm really good. I'm really good. I wanted to pop in because I went to my post box thing and slam, a book had freshly landed on my mat, and it just so happens to have your name on it. It's called The Private Security State, Surveillance, Consumer Data and the War on Terror. This is yours. How long did it take?
It probably took about 4 years to do the research and then another year to write the book afterwards. But I hasten to add that I have a number of co-authors who helped and who were part of the research project. And that's Anna Kanhoto, Liz Daniel, Sally Dibb, Maureen Meadows and Keith Spiller. Just to name check them. But yeah, that's the work. And it just came out 3 weeks ago.
It's a heavy volume, probably due to the quality paper and the quality ideas. I hesitate. I have only skimmed the first few pages to start with because it is fresh, hot off the press. There are also pictures. This isn't normal for an academic publication.
Well, no. I mean, I have a very good friend of mine who said, well, it's a great book, but you could do with a few pictures in it just to liven it up a little bit. And so we're very, very lucky to have colour pictures in it. It's not usual to have colour pictures. And that's, I think, because lots of the pictures were rights-free, so there was no cost in including them. And the photographers were very, very kind, and we have some permission on all of them. And so yeah, they honoured us with some colour pictures.
So give me a brief synopsis.
Okay, so the private security state is the result of some work funded by the Leverhulme Trust, which examined the role of the private sector in new national security policies in the UK. So really, since 9/11, there have been a number of different laws passed in this country which mandate the private sector to pass consumer data to government for surveillance purposes. And we looked at this in a really new way. Lots of people comment on the policy, lots of people comment on the laws. We looked at the impact on businesses and particularly on the impact of people who work in the businesses that give data.
What kind of person is this book aimed at?
Well, it is an academic book, it's a research book, so it's primarily aimed at people doing research in this area, people teaching in this area, postgraduate researchers, maybe undergraduate students as well, but it does have relevance to those perhaps NGOs who are working in this area, perhaps people in the trade unions who are interested in what this kind of legislation is doing to the conditions of work in organisations. So really, it appeals to quite a wide range of stakeholders or readers, I would guess. Maybe it's for the general public if you've got a really good interest in it. We've tried to write it in a really readable way. The chapters which contain data are readable, but sometimes are a little technical. But, you know, don't let that put you off.
Yes. Don't let that put you off at all, because I guess it's a book that's ultimately relevant to everybody, even if it's not necessarily going to be the kind of thing they're going to get into at bedtime.
Absolutely. The book looks at the role... the book looks at how the travel sector and the financial services sector are implicated, really, or are involved. And if you think about the fact that most of us have bank accounts, most of us are having transactions and using our cards and paying for things, well, every single transaction we make is scanned every evening by banks looking for suspicious transactions. So absolutely everyone who uses a bank account is kind of involved in these surveillance regimes. Similarly, for the travel sector, they have to pass data, that their passport data for their customers onto the UK Border Agency, although I don't think it's called that anymore. I can't remember the new name of the UK Border Agency. But anyway, it was that with the time we wrote the book.
It's rebranded to, I think, the Friendly Welcome People.
The Friendly Welcome People? Yeah, the UK Friendly Welcome People for everybody. I'm not going to go to that in the context of the election anyway. But then every journey into and out of the UK, they are attempting to capture passport data relating to each journey. So again, if you're someone who travels, if you're someone who, you know, either, you know, travels for work or for pleasure, you're going to be implicated here as well. So it kind of is relevant.
So it covers a lot of ground, obviously, just so much when it comes to the private security state as such. What main takeaway, or give me a takeaway you were hoping that people would leave with this book?
Okay, so the takeaway message really is that I think from an academic point of view, many of these security studies commentators have said, well, this represents a diffusion of security. So the government collecting stuff from the private sector means that security is diffused throughout society, and therefore that makes it sort of almost depoliticized. It makes it invisible and depoliticized. But what we show in the research is because those security requirements make organizations use their resources differently, it actually becomes repoliticized as it enters into an organization because they have to kind of work out how to get more for less, essentially, so they can pass data on. So it becomes repoliticized in terms of resource distribution, in terms of the labor process. And of course, what we found most significantly was that the people on the front line dealing with the customers, gathering the data, identifying the suspicious transactions were the ones who were really hard done by. They just have to do more for less, and they have to also deal with the anxiety of the fact that this is to do with security. So, yeah, security is repoliticised in the private sector.
Wowzers. where now? Are you already on to your next tome?
I am on to my next tome. Well, the next tome is currently with Routledge, actually. It's a book which is all about some other research we've done, which investigates the relationship between surveillance practices and democratic process across Europe. So we've looked at different security technologies or surveillance technologies and when they've become controversial, when they've caused problems, and we've looked at how the democratic process has reacted and kind of reacted to either stem those problems or solve those problems, and we're kind of looking at that relationship. But we've got to write the book yet. We've done the research. We just need to do a bit more thinking before we go ahead and do the book.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for being able to see me today. I know you're supremely busy right now.
As always.
Thanks again.
Cheers, Christian. Bye.